Well, happy Thursday, beer geeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're back for more tournament action in the IPA tournament. This is Beer Geek Radio. My name is Brad, and I'll be your host.
This is Steven, and I'll be your co-host.
This is Chris. I'll throw in words here and there, as I usually do.
Well, if you guys were here with us on Monday, you guys witnessed, once again, Hangar 24 triumphing and earning its spot in the finals.
Dominating.
Yeah, pretty much.
It did.
It wasn't, initially, it wasn't much of a domination, but in the end, once you just match those two beers up, it just wasn't close. So Hangar 24 is back in the finals, and today, by process of elimination, we've got a matchup of Stone and Joybuy and Knee Deep Hoptologist that could actually end up being one of the most interesting matchups of the tournament.
I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah, exactly.
Super excited about this.
Because I think Hoptologist was like the first beer we did.
Yeah.
It was like Hoptologist against Dorado in the first matchup.
Yep.
So it's actually been quite a while, like 2 weeks since we've had it.
Yeah.
So I want it again.
I'm very intrigued. I'm very intrigued to have it again and see how it fares in a different matchup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it was very solid. It was a dark horse. I think, Chris, you picked it to go all the way.
I did. I don't know why I did, but I did.
Yeah.
Look where we're at.
Here it is in the semis against a very talked about, a very hyped up beer in Stone and Joybuy. It's one of the newest big double IPAs in the scene, and it's quickly escalated into the elite echelon when it comes to beer people and how they rate it. Personally, I think it's gimmick marketing, but that's just me. I think people tend to love it. I think it's got like a 99 or 100 on BA.
What is gimmick marketing? I mean, there's no way around that.
Right. But absolutely. Totally agree. I think Stone is genius for how they market that beer. And with that being said, we're going to blind ourselves now by leaving the room, and we'll be back in just a second with Hoptologist versus Stone and Joybuy. I'm going to shed a tear because this is the last semifinal matchup.
But then we have the finals.
I know, but it's
just depressing.
Not the same. It's better.
I'm trying to stay optimistic here.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm very optimistic. Well, Smell on A. Earthy, dank hops.
Yeah, earthy. I'm not getting...
In there,
you know what?
No.
How you don't get dry, I'm going to admit, I don't get dank. I don't... And this is coming
dank,
from...
Dank? For my
yeah, what
personal,
is that?
That's the
in
the
a
hops.
Beer, anyways.
Yeah. Exactly. that's where I'm going with that, though.
It's
the hops that smell like weed.
Yeah, really? It kind of has a danky weed-like smell.
But see, that doesn't make sense because in weed doesn't like weed always smells like weed, so you wouldn't call weed that smells like weed.
Well,
dank.
Hops and weed share.
Yeah, I know they're actually in the same family.
Same family.
Yeah.
So you get these hops that actually do have a weed-like character to them,
but only in the smell.
In the smell. Yeah.
Well, in that case, I do get that.
Yeah, there is kind of a dank.
And I should like it more.
The best way to pose this then, have there ever been IPAs you've smelled that have reminded your senses of weed?
Yes.
But you
want to know what? I never really thought of it that way. I never even made the connection.
Taste.
Cheers.
Slange. I'm not getting the dank in the flavor.
I'm not getting the dank. It's just earthy hop and a little bit of malt character.
I'm getting
a surprising malt, actually.
There's a little bit of malt.
I'm getting an oniony kind of flavor out of that, which is funny because one of you, I think, got that before, and I told you, no, I'm not getting that at all.
Well, when we came coming into this tournament, I had acknowledged, I think it was actually one of the first episodes we did, and enjoyed by ended up not being on that episode, but I mentioned getting an oniony, garlicky character, and Chris said, no, that's just more of an earthy. That's what I get.
Right.
So is that earthy? Is that what you would consider earthy?
Yeah, for me, that's more of the earthy. When I say earthy, I'm thinking of that oniony, garlicky kind of flavor.
I chalk it up to a few things. When I say earthy, it could be oniony, garlicky. It could even be piney, real botanical. Mm-hmm. And I've also had a fresh hop ale recently that I think was Centennial that tasted like dirt.
Okay. That would be real earthy.
It's very earthy hop. There's almost no citrus whatsoever.
It's got a really good hop character to it.
I wonder what hops are being showcased here because, as I just said, no citrus, big, earthy, piney, veggie type hops. It reminds me of pine and just dank leaves.
One thing I like is, West Coast IPAs are It's a style of beer that you kind of associate with summertime and, you know, just warm weather.
This I kind of associate it with just every day where we live.
Right. Well, exactly. But most West Coast IPAs are very, very fruity. I get more of a summertime feel out of those. This one, I mean, I would drink this when it gets cooler. Like I don't know if that's just me.
Are you getting, more booze burn out of it?
I'm not getting a booze burn, but it's there's a lot more bitterness than there is any fruit notes.
Right. That's very true. Well, yeah, like I said, I'm getting no fruit or citrus whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I'm getting just earthy hop. That's it.
Yeah.
There's not a balance of that and something else. It's
We got a slight malt, but that fades pretty quick.
I got a malt backbone on this that I have not gotten out of anything other than the hop juice, which we sent home last week.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, the first sip, I was like, ooh, there's actually some malt in this. Yeah. And I haven't, we've mm-hmm. now had everything,
yeah.
obviously. And I hadn't gotten that out mm-hmm. of this beer before, because mm-hmm. I can say this beer comfortably not knowing what it is, but knowing I've had it already.
Yeah.
It's kind of faded a little bit, but I still get it a little bit.
It's good because it's subtle. So I got beer B now in my hand. I think we should move on to the aroma.
I think so, too.
Let's smell it a little.
Yes.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm getting hop, man. I'm getting good hop flavor. And I think it's that dank kind of resinous hop, and there's a little bit of spicy character to it as well.
Wow. You're getting a lot more than I am.
Yeah, beer A definitely has a lot more malt going on.
Oh, did you taste it?
I went back and smelled beer A.
Oh, okay.
After smelling beer B.
Okay, all right. Now
You good?
I'm good. It was just the weirdest thing. Like I just
you inhaled beer.
Yeah, I put my nose in just a little too far, and it wasn't like, oh yeah, you have like foam on your nose. Like no, you just inhaled beer, you dumbass. So now I can smell again. So
I can't smell anything. Well, I mean, I can smell. I just can't smell this beer.
I get like a piney, resinous right. hop. I get a little bit of citrus, but it's a better blend of aromas than beer A was. Is that fair to say?
I'd agree. Yeah.
It's still not overwhelming or anything. It's not like it's not an aroma punch.
It's not overwhelming at all. But yeah. it's a smell that really hit my palate right.
Yeah.
Like I really, really enjoyed the smell. I almost want to say it's almost like a little bit.
Really?
I've said this before on certain beers, but like a pine nut.
I'm not getting anything.
No.
You have said that. I remember hearing you say that earlier or last week. I'm not getting pine nut. I'm getting to me, it's a better balance of aromas than beer A was.
You know what? Maybe I'm just searching for too much. But that's, I think, what it is.
For me, beer A was like an aroma smack.
Yeah.
You got it real quick and didn't take it. Wasn't hard to look for. In beer B, more subdued, but it's more subtle. Balanced.
Yeah.
So I want to taste it because I just think that we're wasting time.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers. Okay.
Whoa. That's a little different.
Yeah.
It's almost nutty.
Thank you.
And there might be rye.
Thank you.
There might be
rye.
Is
that what you're getting?
Yes.
There might be rye in there.
I've said this several times on some of the, well, not several times, but a few times before mm-hmm. I was getting like a nutty kind of character out of some of these beers.
Yeah, this one's.
I really like this beer.
Yeah, it's good.
A lot.
It's different. That's what it is. It stands out.
I can tell you right now, I don't like it as much as the first time we had it.
You know what this is?
I think I do, and I think Chris does too.
I'm not so sure.
Not so sure either.
Well, to be fair to our audience, this can be only one of two.
No, true. But I'm trying to associate it with one of those, and I'm having a hard time doing so.
I would be shocked if my assumption about which beer was which was wrong. And I'm not like Chris keeps saying, and I applaud his efforts. We're not letting the label affect it. I'm just trying to relate it back to when we had it the first time. And that was kind of a while ago, but I don't like it as much this time as I did the first time.
Oh,
it's still good, though.
I'm not sure we're on the same page.
How so?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you think you're liking it more?
I like that then. I like that because I like the surprise. To me, the surprise is more fun than being right.
Because I think I'm exactly backward.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's only two possible combinations.
Yeah, no, I know. And there's only two, but I'm almost sure I know what A is, but that would mean B can only be the other one.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, to me, it has less going on this time around than it did before. And that's just me. I could be totally wrong. I mean, this is going to be an odd matchup.
The reason I say this is because I've had Stone and Joy by several times, and every single time I don't get anything but hop, and that's all I'm getting out of B. Like, there's no backbone at all. Mm-hmm. At Beer A, I'm getting a lot of backbone. I'm getting a lot of malt and a lot of other stuff going on.
Really? Oh, well, I got malt out of A, and then I got, like, dank earthy hop out of A. Mm-hmm. For B, I got a little bit of citrus on the smell, and then, some piney hop, and it was a blend of both. But now on the flavor, I'm just getting bitter hop. Like you said, Chris, I'm just getting bitter hop.
Right.
I'm really not that impressed with either one right now.
Not me either.
And for those of you listening that figured we were going to purposely vote against the big hyped up IPAs like Pliny and Enjoy By, well, one of the ones I really wanted to do well was Hoptologist. And Hoptologist is in this matchup right now.
Yeah.
And I'm not overly enamored with it.
It's going to come down to which style do you prefer. There's a very distinct separation in styles here.
I'm drinking them both at like the same rate, mm-hmm. and kind of trying to discern differences and what things I like about them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Beer B is, well, I don't want to say what, well, you know what, I'm just going to say it. Beer B is pulling me towards it just for the fact that it is different. I don't remember it. Whatever it is, tasting like this the first time we had it. But I'm definitely getting a nutty profile. And yep. I know a nuttiness isn't really the traditional flavor you get from an IPA, but it's something different. I'm really right. digging it. So I'm not going to say if that's swaying me or not, because A has more the traditional flavors, hoppy,
right.
has a little bit of fruit. But I don't know.
I've just had them both again, and I really don't know which way I'm going.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard.
Chris, you usually are pretty quick to this. Do you know which way you're going?
I know which beer is which. I don't know which way I'm going yet, but okay. I do. I'm,
I don't so either. You, I'm so pretty you, damn sure I know which You're certain which one is which?
I'm pretty damn sure.
Yeah, I'm really not I'm sure not. Which way I'm heading here. I've gone from A to B, from B to A, rinse palate, and yep. just upwards, downwards, backwards, side to side, and I'm trying to figure out which one I like better, and I'm having a really hard time.
Well, even though these beers aren't overwhelming us, maybe this is a better matchup than we're giving it credit for, because, I mean, it's making it hard.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, absolutely. I mean, anytime you do something like this, if it's a tough, drag-em-out battle,
mm-hmm.
then, I mean, by its very definition, is it a good matchup? Sure.
It's the semifinals. It better damn well be a good matchup.
I would hope so. Well, I mean,
we've had a couple.
Well, on Monday, I mean, hey, you know, Hangar 24.
It was a steamroll, but I mean,
it wasn't a steamroll till we got to B, though. Because when I first had A, I'm like, oh, this is really good. I'm digging it. And then I got to B, and I'm like, wait, what? There's an A? Oh, wow. All right. Well, I think I had a winner for a second. Then we started talking, and I had another sip, and now I don't.
I'm going back and forth too. This is really, really difficult.
Not because they're similar in flavor, but they're quite the opposite. They're both very different.
Yeah,
and that's making it hard.
Man, this is really, really tough. It's like, which do you prefer? Do you prefer the sweet kind of citrusy? Sweetie.
I prefer sweeties.
Yeah, of course you do. No, do you prefer that sweet, citrusy kind of flavor profile, or do you prefer the really dank, earthy, nutty?
Are you getting citrusy out of B?
Not really.
No.
I'm not
I'm
either.
Getting out
not
of A all. A little.
I'm
a
getting
little.
It. When you're I'm comparing not it to B, I'm getting a shitload out of A.
Yeah.
I'm not getting it citrus out of either now.
Really? What are you getting out of A?
Dank, earthy,
just dank?
Hop. Yeah,
really?
That's
out of
it.
A?
Out of A.
Wow.
I'm getting dank. Well, out of B now, I'm getting like real earthy hops and just a taste on the very back end I'm not fond of. And I'm trying to replicate that or to duplicate that to see if that continues, because if that does, it might make it easier for me.
The more I keep going back and forth, the more A turns danky and the more B turns sweet. This is just insane.
Okay.
I
have a winner. I might regret this later, but I'm
going. You know what's funny is I'm saying the same thing.
I'm just gonna go with which one I'm drinking more and liking just a tinge better, and I think that's what you got to do, really.
Right. All right. I'm gonna slam down what I have left from both of these cups, and whichever one I'd want to drink more of, that's what I'm picking.
Well, hey, that's the most honest way to do it.
Yeah, get, there you go. Make an honest beer out of it.
All it pains right. me to do it.
Okay, something tells me this is going to be not unanimous. I'd be surprised if it was. It's not.
Woo.
It's not unanimous.
Wow.
Oh.
What do we got? Two A's and a B?
Two A's and a B.
That's exactly opposite of what I thought it was going to be.
You thought two B's and an A?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be unanimous at all. So, beer A is the winner, and the beer that is advancing to the finals against Hangar 24's double IPA is...
Oh, you were right.
And I picked against it.
Wow.
I did. I enjoyed B better. I really did.
I just was getting this flavor out of beer B, like, at the end of it that I just was not liking. And I'm like, God, this is... at the front end of each beer, I'm like getting very similar flavor profile, but on B, I was getting this weird flavor on the back end, and I'm like, that's not pleasant.
At least, hey, I knew which beer was which.
Enjoy by Roy. It surprised me.
No, I thought it was I thought it was the opposite. I thought
A
was Enjoy By.
I know you did.
Hey, we've had Enjoy By before. I've had it before, and I don't remember it tasting nutty whatsoever.
No.
It's the same recipe, right?
Had this, I was sure A was Enjoy By. See, I told you, I'm okay being wrong as long as there's a surprise. I would rather have the surprise than be right.
Honestly,
very interesting.
This is my favorite Enjoy By I've ever had. I've had Enjoy By before, and I didn't like it.
You hated it the first round.
Yeah, you were not a fan
right?
of it at all.
Well, that's the thing. I don't remember it tasting like that.
Yeah.
I actually liked it. It made it hard.
Hoptologist, knee-deep's Hoptologist.
And I didn't pick it, and it's still going on. That's funny.
Well, you know, and it was honestly, like, it wasn't as good as it was the first round. After the first round, we were like, wow, this is very solid.
Yeah, but it was the first round and went against Dorado and...
Yeah, but I had never had Dorado. Well, I had before that. I had never had either.
Yeah.
So, well, it was a surprise. But well, the finals is knee deep Hoptologist against Hangar 24's double IPA.
It's good. That's a good final. I liked it.
Well, it's considering that it's Hangar 24's double IPA. I'm not really surprised about that, considering what it has done so far this tournament and what it did last year.
Yeah.
The Hoptologist.
No, that's
I don't want to say
surprise.
I'm surprised, but at the same time, I had never had it before we started this tournament, and I thought Optologist was Enjoy By. I really did. And I picked it.
Yeah.
I picked it because I'm like,
in your eyes?
Just a little bit, because like I said, Beer B had like just that weird flavor on the back end that just did not sit right. And I was like, all right, I can't pick that.
They're both outstanding, and this is the hardest judge that I've had so far.
Well, no, I think that this was the hardest judge because neither one were that great at all.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
They didn't – you know, I don't even – well, no, we can say not that great because they didn't overwhelm.
I think one of these
I like
beers,
overwhelming.
I think that Stone and Joy By lost this tournament or lost this matchup more than Hoptologist won it. But that's just me.
Well, we all have our unique flavor profiles that we enjoy.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, and but see, I remember out of knee deep Hoptologist, I didn't get that much dank hop like I got off before,
right?
And it was like loaded with dank hop this time, which was a surprise. But you know what?
That's Dorado was the same though. It had a lot of that dankness too.
Yeah,
and I think what ultimately put Hoptologist over Dorado was the sweet malt that was in it.
Right. I didn't even think about that, and I'm kind of glad I didn't because that was a more objective pick for me.
Yeah.
So. Well, I mean, your finals now, ladies and gentlemen, beer geeks out there everywhere, your final is Knee Deep Hoptologist against Hangar 24's double IPA.
And let us know what you think. Be honest. Well, we can take it.
Oh, people will.
we don't have to tell you.
People will.
Do it.
Don't worry about that.
Do it. It can be profanity laced if you need it to be.
I mean, it hasn't yet, so I don't think it will be. But
Mother!
Yeah, okay, Danzig.
And we are in the works of getting this finals to happen at Hangar 24.
Once again, for the second year in a row.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
If we can, yeah.
Anyone at Hangar listening?
Yep. Yes, we want to have the finals location.
Nudge, nudge.
Hangar 24 against Needy Poptologist. So we'll see you guys next week for the finals. This tournament has really gone really quick. But for Beer Geek Radio, I'm your host. My name is Brad.
And this is your semi-buzzed co-host, Steven.
And this is Chris. Launch you guys.
We'll see you guys for the finals. Cheers.
See you.